Leeds United boss Thomas Christiansen is looking for a win when his side head to Oakwell this weekend. This as he tries to bring 6 points from a tough week of fixtures. Paul Heckingbottom will no doubt be looking to upset the Whites' plans as the Tykes also trying to get on the wins side of the league table column for the first time since early November. They're in an inconsistent run of form at the moment. Let's talk about Saturday's early kickoff, though. We're joined by Doug O'Kane from the Barnsley Chronicle. Doug, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So two sides who are looking for some level of consistency meet on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think Barnsley have been getting there. Obviously, they lost on Tuesday against Cardiff, which was disappointing, but it was a bit of a freak goal in a very difficult game against a typical Neil Warnock side in bad conditions. And they had the better of the game. They just couldn't score. And then a clearance was charged down to the back of the net in very weird circumstances, and they lost, but I think that was only the second defeat in nine. They were unbeaten in four before then, so they have been slowly but surely getting more consistent and heading in the right direction.
What would you say, Doug, in terms of the bigger picture for Barnsley? Because it's been quite a tough 12 months when you consider all the rebuilding that had to happen after the player departures at the start of the year.
Yep, definitely. There was obviously the team that got promoted via the playoffs last year. It seems a little longer ago than just last year, but 2016 May, that team's been almost totally taken apart by other clubs poaching the players. It started off last summer, and then, as you mentioned, in January, likes of Conor Hourihan, Sam Whittle and James Bree all went, and then more in the summer. And this summer, they brought in a lot of very young players. I mean, Barnsley's strategy is to only sign players under the age of 25 anyway. You're from the lower leagues and develop them on and either sell them on or get the best out of them as players. And they signed a lot of really young players, very, very little experience in the championship. But the biggest thing was that there were so many of them. I think it was 17 in, 17 out, and hardly any of them had played together, and it was all done very late in the window, so for Heckingbottom's frustration. And he said that it was always going to take a couple of months for them to get to their best. But I think with all that considered, I think they've actually overperformed they've beaten his expectations and maybe a lot of the fans who are a bit worried about this season. And they look like a team they are getting better, and they're going to continue to get better. And if they do that, I think they should comfortably stay away from the relegation zone.
Yeah, certainly when you look at where Barnsley are at the moment, 17th in the Championship, 20 points though. And I think it's worth pointing out only 6 points behind Leeds as things stand with a game in hand. When it comes to Leeds, how are the Barnsley fans seeing what's happening with the Whites at the moment?
I think they obviously see an opportunity for a win. I don't think they think it's a given, but they've had, I think Barnsley have won 5 of the last 6 at Oakwell, so they know it's doable. 5 of the last 6 against Leeds at Oakwell is what I meant. They know it's doable. They've seen, obviously, that Leeds have struggled a bit recently, and I think they'll be really looking forward to the game and hoping that they can get another win, which would be a fantastic result for them.
With the Barnsley side, I see that when you look at the goal scored, Tom Bradshaw is the obvious danger man. He's scored 6 goals so far this season. Am I right in thinking, though, there's a slight doubt about whether he'll be fit for Saturday's game?
Yes, he was in a car crash last night. I don't think it's a particularly dangerous one. He wasn't very badly hurt, but he's not training today. He apparently is adamant that he's going to play. Paul Heckingbottom seemed fairly confident that he would, but he did point out that you just have to be checked and see how stiff and sore he is, because these things can sometimes take a day or so to show themselves. But it seemed as though he probably would play.
And in terms of elsewhere in the Barnsley side, are there any unsung heroes, players you would say that really make Barnsley tick?
I think the big one that immediately springs out is Joe Williams, who was suspended for Tuesday night's game against Cardiff, which was possibly a bit of a factor in why Barnsley lost the game, perhaps. He's a 20-year-old central midfielder who's on loan from Everton. He's been excellent. He hadn't missed a minute until he got his fifth booking and was suspended for Cardiff's game, for the game against Cardiff. He's played the holding role just in Barnsley player 4-1-4-1, and he plays just in front of the defence, and he makes a lot of tackles, but also makes them tick with his passing and gets them going, and also can join in counter-attacks at times as well. And he's a really good player. He scored a spectacular goal at Burton Albion in a 4-2 win last month, which got voted the Championship's goal of the month, and he's just been getting better. He'd never played a professional game before this season. He's always been in Everton's under-18s and under-23s, but he's really come on leaps and bounds this season. He's definitely one of the key players. He's more of an unsung hero. The obvious star is obviously Bradshaw, as you mentioned, and Harvey Barnes, who's another Premier League loanee. He's done exceptionally well. He's only 19. He's a left winger on loan from Leicester. He's got 5 goals this season and 3 in his last 4 starts. He's an England under-20s player who's really catching the eye, and he'll definitely be a danger for Leeds, I imagine, on Saturday.
Yeah, certainly some names there to listen out for as we bring you the game live on Radio Yorkshire. It's the lunchtime kickoff as well, so we will be on the air from 11 a.m. And it's been really great to get you on, to get the Barnsley perspective ahead of the game. Doug O'Kane from the Barnsley Chronicle, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem. Thank you for having me.